The successful nurturing of offspring is decisive for the continued existence of a species. The longer this brood care takes, the closer the relationship between parents and children becomes. As the intensity of the parental care increases, so the learning potential of the offspring grows. In the animal kingdom, a distinction is made between two basic behavioural patterns amongst young animals, precocial and altricial. Many fish, amphibians and reptiles are extremely precocial. The brood care ends with the laying of the eggs in a protected area. The newborn hatch from the egg, independent and fully developed. Because they are completely self-dependent, they now become an easy prey for other animals. Only the great quantity of the offspring guarantees the survival of the species. Many rodents and predators are truly altricial. Mice, for example, just like their greatest enemy, cats, are born completely helpless and at first require intensive care from the mother. Hoofed animals are considered a secondary precocial species. Foals or calves are born fully developed and can, after a short period of time, join the roaming herd. Unlike tortoises, however, a tight relationship is maintained between the mother and the child. Chimpanzees, our closest living relatives in the animal kingdom, are also amongst the secondary precocial species. They are born after a long pregnancy which lasts 7 to 8 months. A long and intensive relationship develops between mother and child. The baby is breastfed for approximately 3 years and becomes grown up between 7 and 9 years. Directly after birth, the chimpanzee baby is already able to actively hold on to the mother's fur, a decisive advantage for the entire group, which can continue to roam about unhindered. After half a year, it can walk independently. During this long period of intensive parental care, chimpanzee children learn many behavioural patterns from their mothers. We humans are a secondary altricial species. Human babies are completely helpless at birth and even have to be carried. The human brain experiences rapid growth after birth. Initially, the brain weighs approximately 250 grams. By the end of the first year, it weighs 750 grams and is already distinctively bigger than that of an adult chimpanzee. By the fifth year, the weight reaches approximately 1,300 grams, as much as the brain of a grown-up. However, the development of the brain is nowhere near complete by the fifth year. As the brain's weight increases, so does the number of synapses. An adult human today has approximately 100 billion of these circuits. A baby reaches this number after only 2 years. 1 year later, it already has 200 billion circuits. The enormous number of synapses in the infant phase illustrates the exceptional aptitude and adaptability of the human child. During this stage, the brain is approximately twice as active as that of a grown-up. The neural pace, however, is still significantly slower. No fixed circuits have developed yet. At this point in time, the brain is extremely malleable and adaptive. The number of synapses remains constant up until the 10th year. Afterwards, less frequently used circuits degenerate until the typical quantity of a grown-up is reached. This exceptional aptitude for learning makes it possible for the parenting group to guide the development of the child. This alone is how education becomes possible. The basic behavioural patterns of human coexistence and the specific characteristics of every culture can, in this way, be learned by the child. This cosmopolitanism of the human child, its malleability by its surroundings, creates the basis of the human success story and is the reason for the highly visible diversity in human culture.